I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From Mermaid Palace and Radiotopia, welcome to the heart. I am Caitlin Prest, coming to you from my self-isolated bedroom in the basement of my parents' house in Ottawa, Canada. It's snowing outside, and I'm here in your ears in the winter of 2021 with a surprise holiday special. A couple of weeks ago, Mitra Kaboli, my first great art love, former business wife, and forever BFF, texted me asking if I had ever heard of Sandy Claus.
Hey, Caitlin, it's Mitra. How are you doing? Happy holiday season's greetings. Merry Christmas. So, I don't know if you've ever heard of Sandy Claus.
Not Santa Claus, but Sandy. Sandy Claus. I had not heard of Sandy Claus.
Santa's older sister.
Thankfully, Mitra put me in touch with America Stevens, a Provincetown-based journalist who had found a lead in the most unlikely of places.
A scroll hole is what they call it. When one spends an indeterminate amount of time pulling a heavy finger across a phone screen, absently consuming whatever content the almighty algorithm throws their way. I had been finding myself in these scroll holes more often as of late. The decision to depart my job as a renowned network newscaster in order to pursue the world of freelance journalism had backfired. This and more tonight. I'm America Stevens. This is P-Town News. I gave my notice in late February of 2020, 3 weeks before the world would come to a standstill.
COVID-19.
The coronavirus.
The coronavirus.
From then on, I, much like the rest of the world, was grounded. Confined to home, it was irresponsible to be anywhere else. So I didn't go anywhere else. I stayed in and I scrolled.
Wanna see a deadly toxic mushroom?
First of all, this entire cellar is disgusting.
Tacos and sushi, tacos and sushi, tacos.
And with each heavy drag of my finger, I was dragging myself deeper and deeper into the uninspired void of depression. I had wanted to find news that would captivate and inspire, but it just didn't seem like there was any room for news like that these days. The collective bandwidth had been diminished. The pandemic was a constantly developing story, requiring everyone's full attention. And despite knowing that people were in need of inspirational news more than ever, I just couldn't bring myself to go out there and find it. I was being crushed beneath the weight of the pandemic. Suffocating alone at home, I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled. But then...
Fuck you, I'm a Claus.
I found it. Or maybe it found me.
Oh my god, could you imagine if I had to deliver presents to, like, Texas and I wasn't in this and I just went down somebody's chimney? I'd get shot.
Buried in the depths of YouTube, I came across the grainy interview of a belligerent woman named Sandy Claus. She claimed to be Santa's older, gayer, drunker sister. I was intrigued.
I work in malls? Kids come and piss on my lap? I work in malls?
The Claus family had been shrouded in secrecy for centuries. Their most public figure, Santa, only ever emerged from the North Pole once a year for Christmas, and all the while was completely elusive. He never sat for an interview, did not respond to the letters written to him, and was never once caught in the act of delivering presents. The man was a mystery, and so was his family. I had never even heard of a Claus sister, and even if I had, this wasn't at all what I would imagine that she'd be like. This person didn't seem like a magical, mystical creature. She was so crass, so intoxicated, so human. Who was this person? Did she have anything to do with Christmas? How gay was she? The feeling was instinctual. This was the news story I was looking for. So I tracked Sandy Claus down, and this is who I found.
My name is Sandy Claus, and I am Santa's older, gayer, drunker sister.
For all the secrecy shrouding the Claus family, Sandy wasn't hard to find. And actually, she kind of went out of her way to help me find her, inviting me to come see the North Pole for myself. She even insisted I use her personal transportation to get there, a furry, antlered friend named Blue.
Santa's got the reindeer. He got 12 of them. He likes a, like, entourage. You know what I mean? But, like, I just need, like, one trusty steed. And that is Blue, my reindeer. I think he's a Highland cattle or something like that. Like, he might be Scottish, actually. I think his accent sounds Scottish. But, yeah.
After Blue dropped me off at Sandy's cozy cabin, we sat with hot mugs of cocoa by the fireside and had ourselves a chat.
Why am I just now coming out of the closet? Well, I mean, or the closet. See what I did there? It's out of the closet. So why am I just now coming out of the closet? Well, it just seems important right now. Like, it seems like everyone's pretty stressed out. I feel like, you know, a lot of queer people have been under attack for a long time. And I think that, like, as a world, it looks like the globe is, like, reconsidering current, well, patriarchal hierarchies, to be honest with you. And so it just seemed like maybe now would be a good time to be like, hey, first of all, there is a Lady Claus. Hello, not just Mrs. Claus. Like, no disrespect, I love Mrs. Claus. But the idea that, like, Mrs. Claus is the only female representation and there's nothing wrong. And listen, I'm a feminist. I love that Mrs. Claus likes to make cookies and give Santa stuff. Like, that's nice. I like that she takes care of Santa. I'm not mad about that. But I thought it would be nice to say, hey, there's actually, you know, a working professional Claus at the North Pole, too, that is a lady, and that's me, right? And so between, like, you know, female representation and also, like, you know, queer kids need to see people who look like them, right? So, like, visibility matters, you know? So it just seemed like the right time.
Sandy raised a good point about queer representation, and I wondered if it had been at all present in Christmas practice prior.
So I handle the presents for the queer kids, you know, the gender nonconforming kids. Say Timmy wants a Barbie doll, I make sure that Timmy gets a Barbie doll, you know what I mean? Or, like, Sally wants a G.I. Joe, I make sure Sally gets a G.I. Joe.
It turned out the Claus family had a pretty healthy awareness of queer culture, which begged the question, how queer is the North Pole?
Well, first of all, I think you got to understand the North Pole is a very fluid place, okay? Like, I mean, it's kind of whatever goes, to be honest. I mean, have you seen elves' names? Noodles and Jingles and Dangles and Doogles, you know what I mean? Like, it's all pretty, yeah, fluid.
Sandy confirmed that the North Pole is steeped in queer culture. Was it possible that she had ever been in love?
My gay experience in the North Pole is awesome. I mean, Mrs. Claus is there. I'll bring you over to Mrs. Claus' place. I stop by there, like, every night.
Every night?
Yeah. Mrs. Claus and I have a very good friendship. Yeah, yeah, no, I love Mrs. Claus. I mean, I'm the reason Mrs. Claus lives at the North Pole, actually, but not a lot of people know that. We were dating, Mrs. Claus and I dated a long time ago, and I brought her to the North Pole to, like, kind of impress her, you know? I mean, if you were from a magical place and you wanted to impress a nice lady, you bring her to the magical place, right? It's been nice for me and Mrs. Claus. We get to hang out a lot, and we drink a lot of hot cocoa together. We watch a lot of movies together. You know, we snuggle. I mean, we hang out. It's nice.
For all the love and acceptance there appeared to be in the North Pole, it seemed impossible there could be a place without any conflict.
I think if we had a weak spot in the North Pole about, you know, equality, it would probably be elves. We probably can't continue to pay them only in sugar. You know, I'm sure going forward they're going to want some sort of financial compensation. I mean, the elves' lives are pretty good. Could use, truthfully, a little more equality and shared wealth, probably.
Until now, the North Pole seemed like a fairly progressive place. But was it possible that they were failing the elves? And did they have any amenities for them at all?
Elves really work hard to do their best. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the truth. They're very hard workers. You know the type. Like, work hard, play hard kind of people, you know. But they are also pretty anxious little creatures. They can get wound up pretty quick, right? And the pressure of Christmas sometimes is too much for them. And so, like, when a wee one starts spinning, you know, we call it getting too elfed up. And I think that's... And we don't want them to feel bad, right? They're just elfing too hard, right? That's why we send them down here sometimes. You'll see them down here. We drop them down, take a little break, you know. We set them down, you'll see them, they'll be sitting on a shelf sometime, you know. And yeah, that's just something that our mental elf department handles.
It was heartening to hear that the North Pole provided universal health care for its citizens. But it did seem to originate from desperate necessity.
I mean, there's Jeffy the elf, but Jeffy kind of went rogue, you know. Like, Jeffy was Santa's prime elf, like number one elf, lead elf, did his thing. And he was actually trying to unionize the elves at the North Pole. Like, he was very much an elves' rights leader. And Santa was not into that. Not a lot of people know that, but Santa is anti-union. You know, it's a thing. He's an old white guy. And we're working on him. Mrs. Claus and I are working on him. But, yeah, so Jeffy went rogue, and he left. You know Jeffy. You've seen Jeffy the elf. He was a short guy, bald. He's got the store in the sky. What's it called? Abracadabra, rainforest, Amazon. Yeah, he's got Amazon. Jeffy the elf.
Oh, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. That's Jeffy. He was our best elf, and then the next thing we know, he's gone, and he's like duplicating Santa's workshops all over the planet. You don't think he came up with that one-day delivery thing all by himself, do you? That's totally Claus-inspired. You know, I feel bad for Jeffy's workers because, like, he has elf expectations, but only human workers. And that's crazy, you know? I mean, no disrespect, but elves can run circles around humans. They just process sugar very differently.
All runaway, mega, ultra, billionaire elves aside, it was time we discussed the man who was the face of it all.
Like, Santa's just really not himself these days. Like, I mean, maybe this is something that, like, you've experienced with your family, but, like, Santa's definitely a little bit grumpier and a little bit angrier and not so jolly, truthfully. So I've been kind of, Mrs. Claus and I have been kind of stepping in and, like, trying to help Santa, you know what I mean? Because it seems he's kind of lost his jolly.
This loss of jolly Santa was experiencing sounded all too familiar. I asked Sandy if she had any advice for how to get the jolly back.
You just got to think the best. This is, if you are coming from your own jolly first, you got to put your own jolly first mask on first, right? And then you can help everybody else find their jolly, right? So first you work on you. You don't let them get to you. And then you go to them, maybe bring them some cookies. You know, get them outside for some fresh air. That always helps, you know. Don't let them watch too much cable news. The one thing you cannot do is you can't give up on them.
For the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 days of slaying, 5 grams of wheat, 4 ale words, 3 hot spends, 2 mutters, and a selfie with Mariah Carey for the seventh day of Christmas. My true
this holiday gift was reported by the Scrollhole inspired America Stevens with help from the Reinsteer Blue. Music by Sandy Claus, Comma Media, and Bobby Helms. Featuring the one and only Sandy Claus.
We usually don't pay much attention on Tuesday. Okay, that's just the truth. So if you want to be naughty, Tuesday is a good day for that.
If you love Sandy Claus and are desperate to hear more about everything that she has to say, there's actually a live show. You can check out live show dates at kristenbecker.com. Comedian Kristen Becker performs as Sandy Claus. Katie Fitzgerald performs as America Stevens and is the real radio producer who made this piece.
Hi, I'm America Stevens. But also, I am Katie Fitzgerald.
Katie actually has her own podcast. It's an astrology podcast that you definitely have to listen to. It's called Misguided Astrology. MISSGUIDED Astrology. She puts out weekly horoscopes for each rising sign. You're gonna want to listen to that. Special thanks to Mitra Kaboli and Natalie Prest. This is me, KP, wishing you all a happy holiday. And if you are all alone and all of your Christmas plans got canceled, so did mine. And I send this to you in hopes that for about 15 minutes, you felt the holiday magic vibes. Take care.
Here we go. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 bottoms norming, 11 poppers popping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 drag queens dancing, 8 beards a-booking, 7 cis girls swimming, 6 days a-slaying, 5 grams of weed, 4 L-words, 3 high svens, 2 mutters love, and a selfie with Mariah Carey.
Radiotopia.